With the help of the Arizona Game and Fish Department, wildlife managers in northern Mexico are installing game cameras on private ranches for the first time. That could help both states keep an eye on shared species. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Mexico, Murphy Woodhouse reports.
It's late afternoon on El Rancho Las Águilas, a roughly 10,000-acre spread in northern Sonora, within sight of Arizona's Huachuca Mountains. On a steep oak-covered hillside, Cesar de Leon and a colleague from the Sonoran Game and Fish Department are clearing away brush with a machete and handsaw.
Antes de instalarla, tenemos que hacer una pequeña limpieza para evitar que la vegetación esté activando la cámara.
He says that's necessary to prevent the movement of vegetation from setting off the game camera they're about to install. With the help of a cable lock, bungee cord, and some well-placed sticks, they get the game camera in place and shoot a test image. That camera is one of 30 they recently installed on the ranch as a part of a large species inventory effort. 30 more will soon be placed at another Sonoran ranch. The project represents the first time that De Leon's agency, SEGARPA, has had access to private ranches for such installation. The cameras came from the Arizona Game and Fish Department, which is a partner on the binational project. Unlike Arizona and much of the American West, where states and the federal government control most land, almost all of Sonora is privately owned. That means buy-in from ranchers and other landowners is critical for species monitoring. Without game cameras, such monitoring can be very time-intensive and less effective.
Gracias a Dios y con el apoyo de ellos, no hemos tenido un obstáculo como tal.
De Leon says the landowners they've approached so far have been receptive to game cam installations because their benefits have been explained. For Luciano León, owner of Las Águilas, those benefits were obvious.
Me gusta la vida silvestre, la biodiversidad.
He says he's a supporter of wildlife and biodiversity, and that game cameras are a great way to know what species are on the ranch. That helps him manage his property in a sustainable way. He also hopes to eventually be allowed to run hunts on the property. He says the game cameras will help him establish that populations of certain species are high enough to do so. Driving with Mexican counterparts to several installation sites, Arizona Game and Fish's Cynthia Soria says many species territories span the border. Having access to game cams on both sides of the border could help her agency better understand those animals.
And so that data is going to benefit all of us. Like I said, it's going to benefit the owners, the landowners, as well as the state of Sonora and the state of Arizona as well.
The recent installations are by no means the only game camera systems in Sonora. A number of border ranches have allowed researchers and nonprofits to set up camera traps. David Hodges has been involved in borderland species conservation efforts for many years. He applauds the recent installations.
Just because there's already a lot of cameras out there doesn't mean that we can't learn more.
Back at Las Águilas, Soria and her Sonoran colleague Shandira Romero with the State Ecology Commission are putting the final touches on the last game cam of the day. Getting the correct angle took just a bit, but they eventually got it pointed the right direction. After gathering up all their gear, Romero smudged some dirt on the camera to cover up its color and smell.
Son muy traviesos y les llama la atención todas las aromas nuevas, colores y eso, pero bueno, por lo menos no dejarles tan llamativo.
The animals can be mischievous, she says, and are often curious about the cameras. The binational team then walked back to their waiting truck, leaving the camera to quietly document any animals that cross the path for months to come. Murphy Woodhouse, KJZZ News, Hermosillo, Mexico.